This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Oh, hello, and welcome along to the podcast. We're at the Gerald today, checking out the foyer. I don't know if the guys' toilets are different from the girls' toilets. I just popped in before. This is obviously the podcast chat, but the guys' toilets are bougie.
The bathrooms here are nuts.
They are very good. They've got the cool light-up mirrors.
Yeah.
And it says looking good, little sticker on there, which I took personally.
You can really judge a place by the toilets, can't you?
Yeah, they're good toilets.
They're great toilets. There was like marble on the wall.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the echo in there, I would have done the show in there, to be honest. Just everyone hang out and see me in the toilet. That's every day anyway. Hey, welcome along to the podcast. Let's give you your letter for Alpha Bucks. T for Tango, Carly.
Okay, let's tango.
Your letter is T for Tango, like I said, and give me a word. Oh, man, this is all very gettable. If I'm being honest.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Name me, starting with the letter T, an accessory brand. Jason, our head of sales in Geraldton, is also pondering right now.
You can see.
You can see a lot of pain on faces around me.
An accessories brand, like bracelets.
It's like I'm doing a speech at a wedding.
Like bracelets, earrings. Oh, Tiffany & Co.
There you go. That's it. Or Tag Heuer, is that what you say? Tag.
Oh, the fancy
the
watches.
Watch, yeah. Tag Heuer. Or Tom Ford.
Oh,
Tom Ford. Bailey's already
what
on that.
What accessories
Tom
are they doing? Oh, wait, hold on. Bailey knows fashion. What else? Oh, Thomas Sabo, those little jewelry.
I think that's a
things.
Nice drink. One Thomas Sabo for the road, thanks. So answer that one. The rest is actually fairly easy-ish. There's one other tricky one, but it's not as tricky as that.
Okay.
So hopefully we can give it away tomorrow. $1,000.
Now, what's in the agenda today? I feel like you're the agenda.
So we are going to Greneth straight after the show. We're going to go there and catch up with Michelle, who runs everything there. She's the new owner of the cafe.
And we're going to learn some stuff too, right? Because
it's a bit of history.
All about history.
Absolutely.
Yep,
so we'll go through that whole... it's like a bunch of buildings there. It's pretty awesome. Also, they've got random animals that are all about there as well.
What? You never told me this.
Well, we're going to eat them. No.
Oh. What animals?
What are alpacas, right? Yeah.
Alpacas?
Yeah.
Oh, I
think they're
alpacas
because llamas are larger. I don't think they're that large. That's how I remember that. I think it's alpacas. And then after that, we're going to go to Port Gregory and go check out the Pink Lake.
Nice.
So it's a big day, mate.
How pink is the Pink
Lake? It's pretty pink.
Is it? Because I feel like, does it change? Or
it's
do people
like,
just filter it on Instagram?
No. I didn't do any filters. You saw my photos.
Yeah.
It's like basically like doing, like spinning off a top wire in front of a performance level of pink.
Okay. On that note.
It's 14 Melbourne show sold out straight.
Now. I think you've peaked now. We've got to wrap this up, though.
I would have quoted one of his songs, but I can't remember any of them, so.
Irrelevant.
No, like I'm saying, I'm trying to come up with the title of a song and I can't think of one.
Yeah, relevant.
I can't think of any at all, so just giving you a hand tonight, mate. All right, enjoy the podcast.
Alan, speaking of party, another segue, here we go.
That was the worst.
That was the worst
Your
one.
Segues are getting worse.
They are getting actually worse as
no, but go
the
on.
Trip goes
speaking
on.
Of partying.
Speaking of partying, my idea of a good time is shopping.
I do.
I love to shop. I'm not an online shopper. I've said this before. I am a go-in-the-store. I love a chat to people behind the counter. I just feel like it is genuinely an experience.
You like to touch things.
I love to touch things, try them on. But anyway, when I got to Jero, I was so pleasantly surprised by the boutique shops here. Like, the shopping is insane. And I feel like, obviously, Jero is known for many things, beautiful beaches, the sunsets, the sea lions. But what about the shopping? Like, I feel like no one kind of mentioned that to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't have, if I'm being honest with you. In fact, we drove through the main street of Jero, like Marine Terrace, like, I think the first day, as like, we're coming in late. And I don't know how, in that time, you managed to spot all the shops you did. But
oh
you had,
God.
Like, a laundry list when we went yesterday.
Yes. And so we literally went from one end of town to the other.
Yep.
Now...
the whole thing.
I will admit, I have had to tighten the purse strings. I was meant to be on a strict... budget.
Yep.
And normally I would be fine with that. I'm actually not that bad when it comes to shopping. But I will say I have to put a rule in place now for work trips because I am around a bunch of enablers.
Yep.
And
that is correct.
Yesterday I was trying to be strong. I was trying to have willpower.
No, and you weren't. You absolutely were not. You were literally the opposite.
I was saying, guys, do I need this? And you were like, you absolutely need that.
Who said this?
You, yesterday, at the museum with that key ring.
Oh, no, that was one purchase. I'll agree with that.
See what I mean?
That was one thing.
One thing,
I didn't agree to all the tops,
you,
all the clothes.
But between you, producer Bailey, and Simone, this happened with every single item I picked up. So you guys were, like, in rotation.
I tried to talk about that awful soap dish.
I needed that soap.
You absolutely
dish.
Did not need that
I
soap.
I absolutely
dish.
Needed that soap.
You did not
dish.
Need the pink top. You did not need a blue dress.
I needed that pink top. I wore it last night to dinner. Got lots of compliments on it.
You got two from us, because exactly. They had to compliment. They were the ones that made you buy it.
But what I realized is, when I shop by myself, this isn't a problem for me. I have willpower. I realize the power of the people when I'm shopping. So obviously, my husband did see the charges coming through and was having a small heart attack. So then I did what I call the infomercial call, where I call him and I justify my purchases and I take him through kind of from start to finish what I bought, why our lives are all the better for it, and how it is a mini investment into our future together. So that call really required you guys to back me up. Like, where were you on that call? Because
sorry,
were there
as
in the
you're
shops.
Speaking right now, I'm reliving shopping yesterday, and I'm having like it's like Vietnam for me. I'm just like,
oh,
all I can see is prices flying everywhere, and me having to find the boyfriend chair, and there's none in any shop, and I'm just sitting there going, oh my god, everything has the same stuff. It's all the same thing with a different palette of color.
My favorite thing was by the end of the day, you were progressively going backwards in age. So I think you started at maybe like a 15-year-old boy,
no, 80-year-old, grumpy 80-year-old.
By the end of the day, you were like a 6-year-old boy just throwing himself on the ground.
I nearly did throw a tantrum. Bailey saw it at one point. I was just like, I'm going to... And I just really had to hold back.
But anyway, shopping in Jero, guys, it's fun, but you just need to surround yourself by the right people.
Yeah.
Because it can be very dangerous.
Or, like, if you know they're going to go shopping, go back to your room and don't hang around them. That's my other advice, guys, if you're listening. I don't know why I hung around.
One more shop.
One more shop. God, I'm living it again. God. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we are live at the Gerald Apartment Hotel. Stay, meet, and play at the Gerald Apartment Hotel. And joining us now, you know her from the block. She's got a brand new show, Our Country Home Rescue. It airs tomorrow night, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Shayna Blaze, good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fabulous. I'm excited for everyone to see this show and, feeling good.
This is so in my wheelhouse, Shayna. I absolutely love anything home reno, and you just know what you're doing, especially when it comes to the block and selling houses Australia. So I'm so excited to see you put a country twist on this.
Well, the thing is also it's mine too, because everything that I've done on selling houses and the block is all about other people and what they do and who they are. Mm. And, so this is about me and my family. So we've sort of opened our doors to our personal life, which I've never done before.
Oh, I love that so much. Speaking of personal style, we saw so much of it on the block, and it wasn't always to your taste. And we did actually see a very interesting outcome of the block. Can you give us a bit of an update of what houses have sold and what hasn't? Have you been tracking that?
Yes, there's only one that hasn't sold at the moment, and that's Dylan and Jenny's. Very interestingly, the person that was battling Danny for Omar and Oz's went back and bought Onker and Sharon's.
Yes. Now, we never actually get to see the judges on auction day. We don't get to see too much of you guys. I can imagine that because you've been so a part of the process, do you watch it all together? And also, do you get as emotional as Scotty Cam?
Oh, absolutely. We did go there one year, the very first year I was there. We were in the rooms with the people. And if things don't go their way, people don't want us there. So we learned that very early in the thing. So we don't sit there with the contestants. But I sit there on the couch and watch it live with everybody. So I don't know the outcome till it goes to air. And I just, my heart is ripped out every moment because I just want everybody to walk away with something. And I think it's the first time since Glasshouse we had, you know, two teams that walked away with $10,000. And so we haven't had a result like that for probably maybe 8-9 years, and that shows you the cycle of the market too.
Absolutely. Oh, we've heard about Tom and Sarah Jane. Obviously, they didn't have a great day on auction day. There's rumours circling around that they could be making a return sooner than we could expect.
You know what? Not the first person that said that, and I don't know where that's coming from. I think it might come down from Hope, because people love them so much, and I doubt they'll come back as a contestant straight away, because fans and faves, we did that last year. We don't need to do that straight away. But I want them back on our screens. I think they are the most beautiful couple, and I think, you know, to do what they did on time, on budget, they're an incredible team. They really are, and I want to see them back on the screen. But whether they come back on another series straight away, I don't know where that comes from.
And just quickly, back on Country Home Rescue, which I'm so excited for, Shayna. Say you only have one couple from the block to help you do a renovation. Who are you picking?
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's a big one because I don't get to really meet them. Look, I have to say, I would love to get Tom and Sarah Jane because they'd be hilarious. And I think Tom would work his butt off like nothing else. But I have to say, Rachel and Ryan are pretty amazing too. That's a really, really tricky one. And the thing is, because this series is so prominent in my mind, I can't go back even further to think who else I'd love to have on board too. But I'm sure there's a couple of other contestants I'd love to.
You can just say Alan and Carly. We're free. We've got time. We can help you out.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that would be my dream.
A little bit late, but you can come and do the next one. Come on down.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure that's not how TV works, Shane. I'm pretty sure every episode it goes to air is live.
Well, I've got the same name as your daughter, so you can just swap me in. You don't have to change any of the branding.
All right, that got weird. All right, well, make sure everyone's watching it. Country Home Rescue airs tomorrow night, 7:30 on 9 and 9 now. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to your reaction.
Well, Alan, I love a good review, and yep. I love an honest review online. Yep. Now, look, sometimes I think people take it too far. They get a little bit too Karen-ish on the review system.
Yeah.
But every so often, you get a gem of a person that is really just looking out for other people and wants to spread the good word of a good product.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't leave reviews, good or bad, online. I'll do it in person. Like, if I get good service, I'll go to someone before I leave and go, hey, that was really, really good. Like, thank you. And then, of course, if it's bad food and they go, how's your food? I say nothing. And Julie normally has to step in.
Well, I'm not much of a... I'm not much of an online shopper. So every so often, if there's something like quirky that I see on Amazon, I will go to the reviews because sometimes what you order versus what you get, we've all seen those Instagram posts, are two very different experiences.
Julie does all the research. So like, say like, you know, buying clothes online or whatever, she'll read through all the reviews. Like she has like it's a study. It's like a case report by the time she buys this item. And she'll look at people who put photos up of the item and it's like, oh, she's similar size to me. Yep, that kind of works. Yep.
Oh, with
that
shape.
She does so much work. Yeah. By the time she gets it, she knows every stitch.
Well, good, because sometimes it can be hard to send it back or you waste your money. So she's definitely getting a money's worth there. And speaking of getting your money's worth, so there is a girl that has left a review and it has gone viral for all the right reasons. I think it's been shared over 18,000 times. This review.
That's a good review.
So she's accompanied this review with two photographs.
Love it.
And the photographs are pretty concerning. It's her actually falling down a cliff face. And by the way, I would love to know, because there's no context to the photos, who actually took the photos and didn't help her.
Literally,
I hope that this is like, they could have been using that phone to call an emergency service, but anyway,
no,
we'll just brush past these trees.
Yep.
But anyway, it said she leaves a review on Amazon for leggings.
Interesting way to tie that in. Yes.
She says, can I just say, I will be reordering them in every color. Here is me rolling and sliding down a mountain because I was too scared to get up. My leggings did not rip, not even a little bit, and I got stuck on rocks and trees.
Yep. She'll be ordering them in brown, I reckon.
Is this going to be the new Lorna Jane line? Like, they call it Cliff Face, the Cliff Face legging.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. With shrapnel all through it. Absolutely. The photo is hilarious.
But that's what you want. This is the original wear and tear. Now, I don't know if they still do this, right? And I'm going to age myself here. But back in the day, they used to actually have to stress test clothing.
I think they still do for certain brands,
Shein ain't getting stress tested. That thing couldn't even handle a bit of traffic, let me tell you.
They get stress tested when I put them on, to be honest. You can hear the seams screaming.
But I'm like, because remember back in the day, they would be like, especially with babies' clothes, they would always have like a little stress test.
And a little robot baby wearing out the knees. You're like, what is going on? It's so weird.
Exactly. Bring back the stress test.
Because I got this woman doing it.
Don't put people in stressful situations to test it. But I think this is brilliant, and this is what I want from my clothing. It's that durability. That is what I want.
Absolutely. Unrelated, do you want to go hiking up a cliff today?
Only if I've got the right leggings.
Right,
I'm going to wait till I order these leggings.
Let's get us a...
But we are asking you on 131060 now about dating name quirks, because Taylor Lautner from Twilight, he has just married his new wife who also literally has the exact same name.
Taylor Lautner. She does now.
I dated a guy called Laurie, which is my mum's name in high school. That was a little weird.
Yeah, that's
weird. Felt a little off. Producer Bailey literally went on a date with someone whose last name was Bailey just because she wanted a shot at potentially being Bailey Bailey.
Which is fun to say.
I do love that.
Alan's the last name as well, isn't it? So I could have been
married
to an Alan. Oh, then I become Steve meme. Oh, God, that would be horrible. Glad I didn't do that. Thank goodness I married Julia. But we want to hear your dating quirk stories. And every caller that gets to air goes in the running for our awesome Midwest Best Prize Pack with accommodation to the Gerald. Badge of vouchers in there as well, some jewelry, ton of stuff going on. So let's open it up. Kylie in Australyn kicks us off. What's your dating name quirk, Kylie?
Hello. Well, it wasn't actually me. It's a friend of mine of the family. Her last name is Smith and her partner's last name is also Smith.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Easy paperwork. Love it. Now, yes. Did he take her last name? I'd be telling everyone that.
Well, they're not actually married at the moment. Well,
Or are they? We'll never know.
You'd never know. Yes. How would you know? You wouldn't know. Kylie, thank you very much. Let's go to Natalie in Australyn. Natalie, now I understand this is your friend who had the dating name quirk?
Yeah, that's right. My friend Christy. And for a while she was seeing someone called Jared Christy, and we all joked that she would then be called Christy Christie.
I love that.
And then, recently, though, she's gotten back together with him, and they're a couple with a son, and not long to be Christy Christie.
There we go.
And I want them to have a child and name them Christy as well, just to really double down on that. That is amazing.
Throw a middle name in there. Yes. You know, let's get it going three times. This is great. Christy. Thank you very much for your call. Let's wrap it up. We've got Catherine on the line from Albany. Now, this is your family friend, I understand, who had the dating name quirk.
Yes, good morning. Morning. Yeah, family friend, her name's Kelly, and she married George Kelly.
Perfect.
Oh, Kelly.
That's like a wrestler. There was a wrestler called Kelly.
I love that. Yeah. Now, does she ever have any trouble, like, say, in a boardroom? I don't know what her life is like, but it's hard to be taken seriously with a name like that.
Well, I think officially she's hyphenated, but most with everything, like with Facebook and most things, she just goes by Kelly.
Yeah, well, I go by Facebook. That's the law as far as I'm concerned as well. So, Kelly, hope you're having a great day.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.